studios of Vermont Public Radio. This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. A three-day conference put on by the Sanders Institute in Burlington last week is drawing criticism from racial justice leaders in Vermont. And VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
The Institute is named after Bernie Sanders and was founded by his wife, Jane O'Meara Sanders. And the conference brought together progressive luminaries from across the country to address a number of issues, including civil rights. But racial justice advocates say prominent Vermonters of color were largely excluded from the event. And some say Sanders hasn't focused enough attention on the issues facing marginalized people in Vermont. Sanders' office says the senator had no role in deciding who was invited to the conference. The Sanders Institute said it, quote, understands the critics' concerns. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.
And you can find out more about this story on our website, vpr.net. An invasive tick species native to Asia has been found in Connecticut. It's the first time the longhorn tick has been detected in New England. The tick was first discovered in New Jersey last year. Back then, Rhode Island's state veterinarian Scott Marshall says officials sprayed insecticides in the affected area, but he says spraying may not be an option here to keep the tick from spreading across New England.
Not knowing exactly where it is and where it isn't to treat, you know, it's not environmentally a sound practice to just treat a wide area with insecticides where you don't even know this exists.
The longhorn tick is known for transmitting diseases to livestock and wild animals. It has not been linked to human diseases in the United States, but it has spread a potentially deadly virus to humans in Asia. Authorities say a third suspect has been arrested in the beating of a college student in Burlington this fall. Tam May of Winooski was arrested Saturday during a traffic stop. He and two other men are accused of beating a 20-year-old student and stealing his wallet, cell phone, and backpack. The student suffered a fractured skull. Another suspect was arrested and arraigned in October, and a second one turned himself in this week. The Bennington Police Department is investigating a burglary at a local elementary school. It's the fourth school break-in in a month. The Bennington Banner reports a break-in occurred at Molly Stark Elementary School during the early morning hours on Sunday. In the last month, there have also been two break-ins reported at Pownall Elementary School and one at Stamford Elementary. Police declined to comment on whether the burglaries might be connected, but they say the incidents are under investigation. Eye on the sky for today. A few spotty snow showers in the north and mountains will be diminishing, becoming mostly sunny south, increasing periods of sun north. Colder today with highs in the 20s, except a few low 30s in the far southern valleys. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.